One of the candidates is Tomiko T.C. Mueller of Murfreesboro. Mueller is a veteran and is currently in the middle of her third term on the Jackson County Board. She also owns a real estate business, and on the issue of taxes, Mueller supports a progressive tax.
With that progressive tax, it would make things a little more equal for everyone and allowing for the people who make the most money, obviously, pay a little bit more, and thus far helping individuals who don't have a lot of money or on a set income. I believe this to be a good start, but I also would hope that we could work through some things in the future so that we can be more progressive.
When asked about school shootings, Mueller said her heart aches for the victims and their families, and as a veteran, she wants reforms which curb guns without eroding the Second Amendment.
As you mentioned before, I am in the military, and that's what I'm paid to do in the event of having to deploy to serve my country. I believe in the Second Amendment, right to bear arms. However, I believe that we need to have a reform where we keep these type of weapons out of individuals' hands that are mentally ill, that are here for terrorist actions, and individuals that want to bring harm to the American people on the American soil. It's horrible that we're having this discussion every single year, but every month almost, to some degree. And I just think we need to do something sooner versus later. Bump stocks, I absolutely do not believe in. I have shot 50 cals, automatic weapons, and there's no need for a civilian or a citizen to have that type of power and a weapon.
Mueller would like to see more industry in Southern Illinois to keep people from leaving the state for jobs. And as a result, she says, more industries here paying taxes would lessen the burden on all taxpayers.
And that new construction and new properties, new buildings, new businesses allow us to levy less for our tax base. So in that regard, if we start to take a real look at bringing industry here, then we can actually benefit the southern portion as well as the entire state.
When asked for specifics on what she would do to make the area more attractive to businesses, she said,
right now, I'm part of the Jackson Growth Alliance. And they have been instrumental in bringing in jobs. The medicinal marijuana over by the airport, that was part of that. It brought in, I think, about 12 to 15 technical jobs with that. And I think that's where we start at. We start talking to the people that are in the economic development already. We get the smart people together. If you recall a little bit ago, Amazon was talking about a bid for, you know, a new location. Well, we're here in Southern Illinois. We have Cairo down the road here. There's two major rivers. There's no reason why we can't take advantage of it. And I know that's outside of my district, but I also know that if we are bringing jobs to Southern Illinois, the whole Southern region benefits from that. We've got to start talking together. We start working together. And that's where we start to benefit the people here of Southern Illinois.
Mueller stresses that education is a big driver for economic development, and she would like to see more emphasis on the trades.
Back in the day, there used to be automotive, wood shop, carpentry, those kind of things that were in high school. And currently, some are doing those kind types of things, but not many. A lot of people have gotten away from it. So what I would like to see is that we kind of get back to that, to trade schools. Baby boomers are retiring. There's going to be over 2,000 jobs available in welding alone. I was in Perry County, and I was talking with the gentleman, and he had mentioned to me that he had provided for his whole family with welding, and it was because he took a class when he was in high school, and he made it a career and very successful. And I think if we get back to the basics and help our children from freshman year in high school to their senior year, not only are they graduating with a high school diploma, but possibly a certification, if they were able to stay for that 4 years into automotive, or if it's carpentry or electrical, whatever that skill set is, we can set our children up for success. We then start to give them a platform so that they can build upon. And if they want to go to college, they absolutely can, but they have that platform to start off with.
Mueller's opponent in the primary is Democrat Marsha Griffin, who's been a teacher for 13 years at Jonesboro Elementary School. And on the subject of school safety, which is getting a lot of coverage lately, Griffin believes that dealing with the emotional issues the school shooters have is a strong starting point.
I think I have what I feel is a unique perspective and something I can bring to the table as a candidate, because I am an active teacher, and that difference from any of my opponents. And one thing I can tell you, that whether it was Columbine, Sandy Hook, all of these individuals have one thing in common, and that's a lot of built-up hatred and rage.
One solution lawmakers have talked about is arming teachers with weapons. Would Griffin herself carry one to class?
I know as a kindergarten teacher, in my circumstance, I would have misgivings about having that in my room. Resource officers, metal detectors, and things like that to protect. You know, but like I said, I wouldn't want to speak for all teachers, because it's probably going to run the gambit.
Another solution lawmakers are talking about is banning the sale of certain types of so-called assault-style guns.
I actually am in favor of the Second Amendment, law-abiding citizens. I do think that there need to be stronger background checks that really go back in time to, delve even further to look for signs of mental illness. And I believe, if you look at people like Timothy McVeigh, homegrown terrorist, if people are filled with that type of rage, I think that they are going to find ways. And so, again, I want to go back to that. It's a question of mental illness. We need to be able. One thing I should have mentioned also as a teacher, if I see a child and I've documented and I'm very concerned about that child, unless that parent signs off consent, you're not allowed for that child to see a counselor. So I think that teachers, educators, and administrators need to do a better job of working together as a team to make sure and perhaps there needs to be a law that's changed with that. But we need to make sure that we're all on board to get that student or child the help that they need.
On budget issues, Griffin describes herself as being fiscally conservative.
I believe that these budgets need to be analyzed line by line. We all know that there are areas of waste. We need to identify those. If there are vehicle fleets that aren't being used, airplanes, whatever the case may be. What I would not want to do is see social services cut or programs that people depend on. So I think you need to make those cuts as humanely as possible. But I truly identify those areas of waste and look for those, because we all know they're there. I think spending should be conservative. I believe that you should be living within your means. Well, school funding is at the top of the list, most definitely. Making sure, and like I said, it's hard to know how this new school funding formula is going to break down. I know that it seems that most superintendents here in Southern Illinois seem to think that they will gain financially.
On the issue of term limits and redrawing the legislative districts, Griffin says yes to both.
Redistricting, I believe that was brought up over 2 years ago, and I think it had bipartisan support. I would be in favor of that. Term limits, that's something that I hear time and time again at the door, and again, I would be in support of that. I think I've heard other candidates say that they're in favor of it, but yet they're running again. So what's the magic number? Is it two terms? And so I think that needs to be determined and fleshed out.
That's Marsha Griffin, who will be on the Democratic ballot for the 115th State House seat. Before that, you heard from Griffin's opponent, Tomiko T.C. Mueller. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.